That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Tonight, I want to give me wisdom to you. In Jock Studios, there's just so bloody much to go through. And tonight, we gotta talk about NABCAP. Cause folks, I was made for you. And folks, you were made for me. Come on boys, let's get right into it.
Peter Higo Higginbotham on the drums. How are you today, mate?
Very well, Jock.
Looking fantastic, mate, and drumming like a superstar. And crouching one, the Oracle from the Orient, on the Fender Stratocaster. How are you there, mate?
Ah, welcome.
Magnificent. G'day, community. How are you? Thanks for joining us this evening. Been a bloody huge weekend of NABCAP, and we've got that much to get through, folks, that we may as well just jump straight bloody in, eh?
Yes, Jock, Friday night's game, in my mind, the most significant for coaches.
There was plenty going on, wasn't there?
Much on offer, particularly from Melbourne and North. May we start with Melbourne?
Please do, Higo, please do.
We must talk about Hogan.
Pity he can't bloody play this year, can he, that Hogan kid? That guy's going to be one hell of a fantasy footballer next season.
The Hulkster. He bloody man-child. He's strong. He come my gym. I want you to sign me Jimmy Tupas.
You know, Melbourne signed him up for a four-year contract during last week, and I felt that that was quite early. But after watching that young fellow play the game of football, I can well understand. They should have signed him up for bloody 10 years.
Yes, the Demons have quite a bit to be happy with. And I must say, the 184-500 with a player with innate skill is almost worth considering.
That's a big call, Hig. I mean, yeah, Jimmy Tupas is available in your midfield for $184,500 Supercoach dollars. But, you know, you've got your Jack Vineys, you've got Jager O'Meara's, you've got your Brad Crouches. There's others bobbing their head up. Can you afford to pay that extra cash for Jimmy Tupas?
Jock, it appears Jack Viney, $109,500, while cheap.
He's just a ball of bloody little muscle. He looks bloody angry, doesn't he?
Human bloody cannonball.
He does, like his
Yes, while cheap, it appears he may be playing a go-with lockdown role, thus influencing his scoring output.
You know, I give you bloody value from Melbourne. Bloody man of steel, Clark bloody Kent.
Oh, Dean Kent? You like the cut of his jib, mate?
Oh, he's strong.
He's a waffle boy, isn't he?
Ah, yes, he gun player, bloody ball magnet.
That's the WAFL.
Yes, he he win a bloody Jack Clark medal in the waffle cult comp.
Yes, from the waffle, wasn't picked for the State Under 18 team. But at $109,500 is definitely one of those cheaper players to consider.
Well, he's been pretty unheralded in the preseason as well, hasn't he, Dean Kent? We haven't heard too much of him at all, so I'll be looking forward to seeing him in the next stanza. Now, what about Shannon Burns? I must say that I was quite excited about Shannon Burns' prospects, crossing, of course, from Geelong over to the Melbourne Football Club. Relatively unsighted, didn't get much of the ball. I didn't see enough from Shannon Burns to justify a forward line mid-price position. Granted, it's bloody early days every season.
Early days, one must not get too carried away with the NABCAP, Jock.
Of course,
$230,100. Expensive, but I really feel he will definitely be an outstanding cash cow in your team.
We must say, there's bloody a hell of a lot of players who I feel have the queue fairly and squarely in the racket this time of year.
Okay, you say me bloody Jack Watt.
Ooh-ha!
460,000.
Well,
swingman, defender forward, swingman.
Peter Higginbotham put up an article during the week, the age that a Supercoach player will peak in. Interestingly, Jack Watts, 22 years of age, according to your great profile, Peter Higginbotham, hats off to your mathematical, analytical genius, mate.
Thank you, Joel.
According to that article, Jack Watts is coming fair and square into his prime for Supercoach and Dream Team. Look, floating across defence, look very good. Can read the ball well, magnificent beard. I mean, that facial hair.
Jock, beard or no beard, he still made costly errors which cost you points.
Come on, Hig.
$460,000, Jock.
Yeah, well, you love your bloody swing, man. You'll be excited about that defence forward swing agility.
I say bloody what better than bloody Borton? Bloody Burnman.
You didn't look too flash, did he, Greggy Gordon?
I say you're this. Yeah. I say you're this. Yeah. Listen me.
Yeah, mate, early days. And it's value for money we're after, of course, this time of year. We're looking for those players who are value for money. And you've got to think outside the bloody box. In my years in the lawn mowing industry, one of the sales reps approached me one time and said, you need these bloody ridiculous visor sunglasses to reduce your risk of an eye injury by 50%. And I said to him, I'll just close one eye. Sent him home to rewrite his friggin' training manual. You know, these are the sort of out-of-the-box suggestions you need to come up with.
A simple yet lovable man you are. Now, speaking
nothing
of...
Nothing simple about this brain, Peter bloody Hickenbottom. Speaking. There's cogs all over the shop just thinking fantasy football. Where can I get the edge community?
Of course.
You need to get the edge this season.
In the lower quartile of IQ's jock, outstanding by
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. I'd like to think so.
Speaking of left field, I have cast some statistical analysis over Nathan Jones.
The old shiny head.
You may think this is foolish. Coming in at 521.500, extremely unique pick, Jock.
Yeah, you could show that, Peter. You're going to pick Nathan Jones in your team, are you, mate?
Please listen, Jock.
I will, mate. I always do because I love you.
Averaged just under the 100 last year, but analysing in more detail, his first four rounds, Port, Essendon, West Coast, GWS, and last year in those games, each game significant. Averaging over 115.
Well, it is interesting.
It could get you off to a jump, but I won't be picking him.
Then why are you banging on about him?
Just giving the community some added research.
Okay, yeah, mate, I'll get on the front foot sometimes. He's one hell of a footballer and he's a good hard nugget. Brent Maloney's gone over to Brisbane and we'll discuss him later on in this podcast. But, I mean, Nathan Jones will have to step up his physicality this year. He'll be more in than under.
I like physicality.
Yeah, bloody oath.
You want fight? You want bloody fight?
No, I do not want to fight. What about Tommy Couch? What about Paul's son? G'day, Paul, if you're out there, mate.
He's still got your bloody...
He's got me jumper leads. Yeah. But he'll return him. He's a good man.
Okay, I want to talk bloody North Melbourne.
Oh, magic.
I
want to hear a funny joke. About magic door. Magic kicked a magic goal on the weekend. He was magic.
Outstanding again for someone
name,
of
his
your...
His name sounds like the word magic. And I have interposed that word into a funny gag.
You are top of that lower quartile, Jock.
Thank
Brilliant.
You, Peter, and I love you as well, mate.
Magic door, remember, crouching one. Mm. When I 8 year old, I have same bloody body as magic.
Yeah, he doesn't surprise me. You're one hell of a physical specimen, Crouching Well.
Welcome.
How'd you see the game, son?
I'll start there, Jock. Mm. Three very interesting North Melbourne defenders to look at.
Yes.
Sean Attlee, 380,400, third-year player.
Yeah.
Ben Jacobs, 309,200, and Sam Wright.
That's the Port Adelaide boy, isn't it, Ben
395,700. Sam Wright impressed me, Jock.
Yeah, he looked good, didn't
91% efficiency against the Ds.
Yeah.
12 touches.
Well, Sean Attlee also, thank you, Hig. Yeah, Sam Wright did look very well. At that $395,000, probably just an awkward price for mine. Sean Attlee, though, at $380,000 supercase.
He's bloody same price, you awkward bastard.
Yeah, but the difference here, you see, is Sammy Wright will be down back. He'll be slotted down back. But Sean Attlee ran through the midfield on Friday night, as suggested. He's featured prominently in the mid-price cheat sheet. Looked very much an option to be slotted into the midfield for the North Melbourne Football Club.
Jock, he... Collingwood first round, last year he scored a 66. Geelong round two for North scored a 73.
Yeah.
Sydney round three a 74. He will be one of those annoying holes in your team.
Of course, the danger in picking your mid-price player is you put him in your team. He might, you know, he'll score as per his price and maybe a little bit more. He'll be caught in no man's land. He doesn't get good enough to be a premium lock in your team, doesn't generate enough cash to justify his selection, and he just stinks up your team, doesn't he?
Silence!
No, I'd suggest Sean Attlee, and at this stage, he's 50-50 from my side, okay?
I say you're silent.
But I'd suggest him, because
silent.
I feel he
you'll
can go up to...
You'll say you won't fight if you're not got silent. Silent when I say silent.
Yeah, come on, what do you got, son?
Oh, now you want me bloody talk.
Yeah, deliver for the community, mate.
Forget or dad, the man, North Melbourne.
You're a good man, creature.
You say me bloody, you must see Dan Curry.
You
must see Dan Curry.
He looks like he can ply his trade with the bloody best of them, that's what I'll tell you.
109,500, play luck.
I want to give you a question, Crouching Tiger. Will Dan Curry be on the bench in your Supercoach and/or Dream Team AFL Fantasy Teams this year, season 2013? Dan Curry.
Yes, Master.
Very good.
Just on that, Crouching and Jock,
yeah.
His dominance was only against Vickery and Derricks, two second-string ruckmen, where he outcompeted them 12-7. I would hardly call that outstanding form.
See me hat, mate? It's off, and I bow to you, mate. That is a bloody fantastic observation.
However,
Vickery and Derricks, is that all he was playing against? Vickery looked like slow, lethargic. People have been talking him up in the preseason, and don't get me wrong, I respect everyone's opinions, but he looked like a shabby, wet dog.
All he need a ridiculous large, funny shoe, and he get gig at bloody children party. Welcome.
Absolutely, yes.
Jock, disappointing. One thing we must discuss. Majak Dore v. Curry. Who will play in that North Melbourne team?
Well, it's one of the big discussing topics, of course, on the weekend, on the Twitter and on the Facebook and on the world of the internet. Now, I actually got Warren to put up a Facebook poll. Who will you pick, Dan Curry or Majak Dore? Now, 75% of the replies came back for Dan Curry. There's not that much love. And I guess the thinking with Majak is he's flashy. But is he able to run out a full game of AFL football?
Jock, I feel he is competing against the likes of Petrie, Robbie Tarrant. North will not take in two lumbering dinosaurs such as Goldstein and Curry.
Good point, mate.
And Majak cannot compete against Petrie and Tarrant.
That's a very good point.
So, of course, at the price of $109,500, Curry would be an excellent R3, R4 prospect.
Well, take all that on board, mate. The thing with Majak, I see, though, is a match winner. Taking a beautiful mark down in the back, lovely goal, and if you look on the website, he's been kicking goals like that for the Werribee Tigers for years. Can't help but think that Majak Dore will equal bums on seats for the North Melbourne Football Club and goat takings.
Ridiculous statement, Jock.
Don't get me wrong, I know the North Melbourne Football Club, all they want to do is win games of football.
Bums on seats will be finals, mate. And you cannot make the finals if you do not win games.
Yeah, I'll take that on board, mate. I just think that the Majak Dore's got a bit more chance of a senior game than some people might be letting on at this stage.
The final team on Friday night was Richmond. I would like to open the discussion on the interestingly priced Cochin and Deludio.
Here's Deludio's head. He looked like the Dalai Bloody Lama running around on the weekend.
Irrelevant for Supercoach, Jock. So Deludio priced 2,000 more at 624. I personally will be selecting Deludio over Cochin.
Well, you're deluded, hey? Hey?
You have just reached the lower 10% of your IQ quartile, Jock.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Look, Trent Cochin, I believe, will be Gary Ablett-like by the end of his career, mate. Don't get me wrong, Deludio's a quality footballer, but look, if you're going to tosh up Cochin or Deludio, surely you go Cochin, don't you, in the middle?
Deludio will not be tagged. Cochin now is known to all.
Good point of difference.
Precisely, Jock.
Great, okay, you say
great
me
point
this
of difference.
You yeah say me Vlastun.
Jeez, he's quality. Jeez, you've got a good pick up there.
Defender mid-swing, 159,500. He bloody locked.
Yeah, well, depends on what we
get. Play round one, he bloody lot.
Yeah, I think he'll play round one. He looks ready. Again, he's a heightened priced rookie. Depending on what sort of quality we end up getting down back, he could be an option. You know, your Sam Calhouns and some others aren't really showing much at this stage, so Vlastun could come into calculations.
I have done some interesting research here, Jock.
What have you done, mate?
Now, before you carry on with your intellect, Jack Riewoldt, mate.
Don't even you had a go at me for talking about something non-relevant before the Supercoach. What relevance does Jack Riewoldt have to the listeners? You're not picking him, are you, mate?
Just some fodder for the fans. We will be talking about Buddy Franklin's prospects later in the pod. Remember this, Riewoldt is a bargain basement price at $485,900.
You bargain, mate.
He has Carlton, St Kilda and the Dogs. Now, last year...
When? What do you mean he has Carlton, St
Kilda? Round one, round two, round three this year, Jock.
Are you playing finals or you're just playing the first couple of rounds here?
Jock, it is...
It's a long bloody season,
It is so. Important your team gets off to a flyer. Now, we will be discussing the possibility of trading up to Buddy later in the podcast.
So you're using him as a bit of trade footer.
Yes. Now, Jack Riewoldt's form against the first three round teams is exceptional, averaging 148.3 against Carlton, St Kilda and the Dogs.
Fair income.
I suggest he would make an excellent point of difference and a stepping stone towards possibly Franklin.
Oh, at least see where you're coming from.
Bloody there, smart man.
Are you thinking about going in with him?
I am, Jock.
Very interesting. Hey, Grouching one.
Yes,
mister. What do you reckon? Jack Riewoldt, you're bloody tiger,
okay,
man.
Okay, you listen to me. Yeah. I did my own research.
Yeah, good.
He got only the first three round because round four, the Tiger have Collingwood. Last year, you're saying me, what Jack get against Collingwood?
What Jack get against Collingwood, mate?
Bloody 29 bloody points.
Oh, hell. Kirchy, I've been hanging the bloody axe here about your old mate Brandon. Now, I know you had a messy breakup with Brandon Ellis last season, and I know you're a big rap for Brandon. I've got to tell you, what I saw there on Friday night impressed the bloody pants off me. I believe Brandon Ellis is a good breakout prospect down back.
Agree, Mr. Jock.
He's developed.
But 300,000. I have my new friend now.
Very good.
Kanye Mitchell-san.
Kanye, the samurai hair Port Adelaide boy.
Yes, Brandon.
Kane Mitchell, for those uninitiated.
Hi, I now break up and get over Brandon.
Yeah.
At 300,000, ugly place.
Just quickly also, Chrissy Newman. Didn't he look ripped, lean, as you suggested, Crouching, and pumping the ball into the forward line is dangerous.
Crouching has talked him up ad nauseam, Jock, and I can start to see why. A more forward role looked outstanding and fit, and expect goals, expect points. At 412, he is an extremely tempting prospect in defence.
Jock, we have a call, mate.
G'day, it's Jock Reynolds, Fantasy Football Community. How can we help you this evening?
Oh, yeah, fellas, it's
Wayno. Ah, Wayno. Wayno, how are you going, mate? It's always lovely to hear from you.
Pretty good, old dog. Pretty good. How are you, fellas? Hey, this weekend I've actually watched some football. You know, Dad's a bit of a tight ass and he doesn't get Foxtel at home.
Don't I know it? I grew up with the bastard, mate.
I went around to Jono's house, my mate who lives in Canis Creek, and we got a slab of red bitters. And he's got dodgy Foxtel, so we get it for free.
Yeah, you better keep it quiet,
Wayno,
mate, we're beaming out to over, based on last week, 6,000 listeners here tonight alone. Just be careful, mate.
And also, underage drinking, Wayno, I do not condone that for a second.
I'm 16 now, so Dad said I can drink as much as I like now.
Okay, this is good.
What caught your eye fantasy football-wise, young Wayno?
Well, watching the game tonight, this afternoon anyway, I don't know what to call him yet. You can either call him the Jeans or Rock the Casbolt.
Or Levi Casbolt.
Levi Casbolt. Irrelevant for me, Wayno, but what are your thoughts, mate?
Well, I reckon he absolutely pumped it, I reckon. Because the thing is, Carlton's got no one to kick to in the forward line.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, mate. Yeah, look, there is a spot up for grabs up in the forward line for Carlton, and I think he's put his hand up today. He will cost $311,000 Supercoach dollars, mate. Quite awkward. Look good. Got 13 touches in his two games. I don't know if he'll give enough output to justify a position, mate.
Okay.
Well, who else are you going to put in the forward line?
You listen to me.
Stick Kernahan back out there or something.
If bloody Casbolt any bloody good, Melbourne will not have to pay $500,000 tanking. Block McKing, kick ball, Casbolt. Casbolt, crap. He missed ball, go through for goal. Block McKing end up on the couch, and he end up, say, tanking. Levi Casbolt or Melbourne, $500,000. Welcome.
Yes.
Oh, look, I've had too many red bitters to even understand what he's talking about.
You're all right, mate. Anything else catch your eye over the weekend, son?
His name's Maloney, you know that. My old man calls him Mahoney because he likes Police Academy, but he loves Mahoney.
Fantastic series of movies, all eight of them.
Brett Maloney will be a very valid pick. In the midfield, 362-400. In game one, five clearances, three tackles. Now, at that price, expect him to generate your team some cash.
I still want to see him. He respects your views as always. I still want to see him in a few more games in Brisbane Lions colours. His adrenaline would have been pumping like nobody's business. And I think his output...
He's ready to rock, that's for sure.
Yes. Okay, look, Wayno, thank you for calling in, mate, and have yourself a very good week and say good day to your old dad, okay?
See you, fellas.
Hi.
Yes, Wayno brought up the Brisbane team, which was Game 2 Saturday night, Jock. On top of Maloney, we must talk about Zorko.
Zorko's a magnificent... He's one hell of a footballer. Whoa. What a pick-up for the Lions.
He bloody gun.
What's he costing? I haven't really looked at him much.
He's a mid-forward swingman. 535,000, but he increased price and he will be locked in your final team.
Ooh, gee, that's a big call, Chris.
I call him. I like him. He bloody gun.
Many people are interested in the Doherty boy down back. Bloody quiet, wasn't he?
Extremely quiet, Jock, and we may need to reassess and look at some more form.
Early days, of course. Let's see him again.
I want to talk about another lock. And we must start our teams with as many locks as possible to minimise trades. Potentially, Daniel Rich.
Daniel Rich, the paddle pop lion.
What do you say, me paddle pop bloody lion?
What's with the bloody haircuts this year? There's a lot, bloody lot of mops.
He likes Samson. He's strong.
Yeah, there's a lot of mops going around. Short back and bloody shorts. He's strong. It's bloody professional game.
Thank you, gentlemen. 485, 800.
Yeah.
4 inside 50s and 3 tackles in one game. Most interesting to me, however, is the first game of the year is against the Dogs. And last time...
Jeez, you're keen on the first couple of games, aren't you?
Very important to get off to a good start, Jock.
Yeah, okay.
It builds your season.
Granted. Mm.
Daniel Rich scored 145 against the Dogs last year, Jock.
Okay, I say your bloody nickname, the Pizza Man.
The Pizza Man?
Who are you talking? Marco Pepperoni Pizza Man.
That's Pepperoni, mate.
Marco Pepperoni.
He looked good, didn't he? He's a rookie price as 114,
well. 114,500. Mick forward bloody swing. He bloody best player in Waffle under 18 championship. 194, 15 plus beep test.
There you go. Welcome. Keep your eye on the Pizza Man. Tommy Rockliffe, of course, gains forward line eligibility this year. Look very good. Got enough of the ball for mine to keep in the calculations, gents.
Adcock, Jock.
Yeah, he's a captain this year, isn't he?
Yes, co-captain, 482.
Yeah.
A champion fantasy player of the past.
I think the past is the key word there, mate.
High risk for mine. Yeah. Won't be selecting him, mate.
I just want to quickly mention the old Patrick Karnesis, who was a surprise, forward line player, 262,000 super coach. Looked impressive. 7 kicks, 3 handballs, 3 marks, 2 tackles versus Hawthorn. Second highest Dream Team score of 45. Didn't play the second game, but just keep your eye on young Patrick Karnesis.
Moving our focus to Hawthorn, Jock, I must start by saying you cannot gain much from their form.
They just didn't look keen, did they?
Roughhead was playing down back, Schoenmakers forward. Very interesting approach to the NAB Cup.
Buddy looked fat. I don't care what you say, he looked fat and sluggish.
Now is the time we discuss Buddy Franklin, Jock. Do you start with Buddy or not? He is a 618,000 prospect. Geelong Round 1, West Coast, Collingwood, Frio, North.
Can't help but draw a parallel between Buddy Franklin's situation and the one that young Travis Cloak found himself in last year, re-contract negotiations. Poor form. Buddy didn't look like he'd had a great pre-season at all. Looked a little bit slow, sluggish. Of course, it's bloody Round 1 NAB Cup, I can hear yous all saying. But look, at that price, I can't see him going north. I can see him going south.
Silence. You say bloody Buddy and Clock in same sentence, I shall fly kick you now.
Yeah, come on, Creech.
Buddy Franklin.
Can't you see the paralytics there?
Remember last year, Mr. Jock?
Yeah.
He scored bloody 236 against North. Remember... He bloody gun.
Of course he's a gun.
Round 1 last year, you asked me what he get.
What he get, mate?
140 bloody 2 against Collingwood.
His bills.
He come up gate fly, you don't have him, you fall on your ass.
Welcome. Let's just compare teams come mid-season, shall we, creating one, and let's see who comes up tops with
Buddy. I will continue to grapple with the Buddy dilemma. Mm. As alluding to earlier, I am considering taking Riewoldt early, knowing he may become Buddy if his form permits.
Well, I reckon you're off your dial, mate. I love you, but I'm not going into any football, fantasy football season with Jack Riewoldt at the helm. What about Matty Shuckling?
Oh, the Shuckling pig.
The Shuckling pig, he was everywhere in that first game.
442 defender. Hard to find good luck in defence. Looked good.
He did. The one thing I worry about is the team's a bloody hell-bent on stopping the ball getting in that bloke's hands. Now, Nab Cap, of course, you're not going to worry about these things. I don't think you'll get such a free run coming into the season proper. Would you agree, gentlemen?
Agreed. Jock, Gold Coast just wanted to mention a third-year player of note. At 521.900,
I know who you're getting.
Thoughts re Harley Bunnell.
Very impressed, Harley Bunnell. He's bulked right up. Not just upper. He hasn't just been doing your old beach weights. He's got a big hair on his head and down the stairs, I dare say.
He come me jungle pre-season training.
The thing I've noticed, he's
Live
been
off bloody snake juice.
He's been mentored by Carmichael Hunt. Looks
and
dangerous. He's got a big, strong trunk. You know what I mean? He looks strong through his whole bloody body. Quality player, got that bit of flair, kicks goals, watch Harley Bunnell. Very impressed.
Jager O'Meara, Jock, poor disposal. Not sure yet, mate.
Look, did a bit in each game without being brilliant, you've got to say. Look, at this stage, he's still in my midfield bench and a ready-made senior footballer. And, of course, it's a long-nabbed cap, so let's just watch the Jagermeister as the season goes on. I was impressed with the game of one Gary Ablett. He looks like a reasonable selection this year.
Yes.
Could be breakout year.
Yes, Jock.
Breakout year.
Has been a little bit of talk around Zach Smith in the rucks, but not for mine, mate.
He
not
could be ready.
Mine.
He had a bit of a quiet last season, but, gee, he looked big and strong, didn't he? How about we swing across to... Geez, look at the bloody time, gentlemen.
Oh.
Quick, we got to get through today's game. Down in Blacktown, Sydney. Yeah.
You go, Jock. You come straight from bloody Blacktown.
Of course I bloody did. I don't miss a game of AFL football in the pre-season.
The community owe you a big favour.
Thank you, mate. The first thing that caught my eye was Anthony Miles from the Greater Western Sydney. He's a midfielder, $339,000 Supercoach dollars. Only had 70% game time and managed to crank out 70 Dream Team points in that first game. Not for mine, but keep an eye on Anthony Miles. Could be a good point of difference.
Okay.
Then, of course, just Toby Green in the second game came out and did a similar thing. He's a proven ball magnet. Could be also expensive. Could be a point of difference.
Okay, you say me this.
Absolutely.
Blaise Gibb.
Oh, that was a huge story.
Bloody Blaise Gibb, you say me this.
Look, fair to say, we took the piss out of Bryce all year last year.
Agreed.
Am I being harsh? Because he couldn't get a contested ball if his life bloody depended on it. Now, game one, he had 9 touches. 4 of them were bloody contested.
Jock,
I nearly fell off me bloody orange chair up there.
You've been drinking, Jock.
Well, of course I've been bloody drinking here. How many times do I have to tell
you? You mean to say?
He had 5 contested in the second game. Nearly fell off me bloody chair.
You mean to say to me that almost half of his possessions were contested?
Bryce Gibbs, I'm not bloody gagging you, mate. He's under the wing of Mick Malthouse. Mick Malthouse has given him a few honest truths, I dare say, and he looked good in the midfield. At this stage, he's in my team. Lock him in down defence.
Block McLean, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, geez, he's another one I think will benefit under the reign of Michael Malthouse, racking up possessions.
Cost a lot of money.
Yeah, look, 568,000 Supercoach, 516 Dream Team. 7 disposals game one, 12 in the second. Low disposal effectiveness, which will hurt his super coach. He might be more Dream Team relevant, but Brock McLean, I wouldn't put a line through him.
Jock, surely the story of the season thus far must be Sam Rowe.
Warms me heart. Sam Rowe, if you're out there, and I'm sure you're listening this evening, mate, great job getting back from cancer to begin with, but you're looking in bloody good form, and I must say, you're looking good for my fourth ruck bench position.
Ugly bloody ruck swing he go.
Yes, he will form part of my masterstroke, must-have ruck forward swing.
If we look through the Carlton ruck division, you've got Sean Hampson, Warnock, and I suppose Matty Cruiser, who you could say is in the ruck there. Is there room for Sammy Rowe, though, to squeeze in?
Yes, Jock. Feeling Cruiser under Malthouse will play more of the centre half forward role.
Yeah.
And Warnock perhaps over Hampson.
Hampson was good, though, as well. He played pretty well today.
Given his form to date, how could you not play Sam Rojok?
That's a good point, mate. He's a very interesting one to watch as the NAB Cup develops there. One player who looked to do a little bit today, you know, I've talked him up this pre-season, was Lukey Parker, who I believe is a very good candidate if you're looking for a midfield breakout. $380,000 Supercoach dollars, sure. But last year, he had plenty of vest time, so his scores were affected by the vest. He won't be having vest time this year. I think they'll be pumping him right through the midfield. Just keep watching Lukey Parker. Played pretty well today.
A clear miss, that job.
The podcast, of course, we're up around, you know, we're getting plenty of listeners, and we did reach 41 in the iTunes chat. Get onto iTunes. Give us a review. We want to hear what you think about the Jock Reynolds podcast there on iTunes. Gretchen, one, thanks for coming to the studios today, mate.
Ah, welcome, Mr. Jock.
And Higo, as always, thank you for your insights.
Thank you, Jock.
I'm Jock Reynolds. We'll see you on the website.